Another aspect we can focus on at this time is as follows. Ata gibor la'olam Hashem, mechayim meisim ata. You return the mighty, Hashem, the one who revives the dead. You're Rav Lahishia. What does Rav Lahishia mean? The article translates it as abundantly able to save. So certainly if we're thinking about a time of year when we need Yeshua's, when we need salvation, it's now. But it's more than that. The Avodram says Rav Lahishia Le'en Kulam abundantly able to save in front of everyone. Va'al Karcham, even against their will. So evidently, the Avodram understands that Rav doesn't just mean hidden salvations. It also means that Hashem saves in the out in the open. And he even saves against the desires, or even against the will, or the expectation of those who he's saving. For example, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim in broad daylight. Le'en kulam. Everyone saw it. And no one could stop Hashem from doing so. And the truth is, any Jew that was leaving, even if they didn't necessarily want to. Hashem took them out. Hashem found a way. All of Klal Yisrael. I'll let that seep in. When Hashem wants to save us, we'll be saved. Hashem can save us publicly. We saw that. We saw Rav Lahishia. This month, we saw Nisim, Gluim, Lein Kulam, Al Karcham. Some incredible, incredible miracles. But it goes further. Avraham, the son of the Nagan, explains Rav Lahishia. He's talking about someone who's impoverished, because the pasuk says, "Intilim vam ani teshia, yeshia levne evyon, nafshes evyon in teshia." And therefore, mechayim esim is really a borrowed term. Talking about someone who's an ani chashav kemes, someone who's so poor, destitute, literally lying on the ground with nothing. And Hashem has the ability to save them too. Someone has absolutely nothing, they're destitute. Physically, financially, spiritually. Truth is, even a person who's arrogant, Hashem can throw them down. Rav Lahishia. Hashem has the ability to save anyone. There are times where a person that's successful needs to be taken down a peg or two. And they lose the source of that success. They could also become destitute. But only for a certain amount of time that Hashem wants them to go through that difficult, challenging period. And then Hashem is Rav Lahishia. He can lift them up again. And give them more than they had before. Rav Lahishia. There is nothing stopping Hashem saving us. Not on a personal level, an individual level, not on a national level, not on a global level. Hashem has all the power. This is the bracha of Gevura. Feeling Hashem's power in our lives. Understanding there's no one else to turn to. He has all the keys. He has all the power. He's fully aware of what's going on. We need to tap into his power and ask him to help us and to save us.